Good afternoon.
Who do you want to talk about, injuries or 53? What do you want to, where's the first question? No, I don't. thanks for asking.
Any other injuries besides Clint that was a game?
Well, there's a bunch of sore this and sore that, but I don't think there's anything.
And what was the final diagnosis on Clint?
The worst. ACL, torn patella tendon, the whole. Feel bad for Clint.
On the broadcast, Jerry said Beckham has an ankle injury. What's the nature of that?
There's an ankle injury.
I mean, is it something that's going to hold him out?
No, but if he played last night and he re-injured it, that would put him in jeopardy for next week. Same thing with Danny. Ware. Danny Ware. Yeah. Same thing with him. His back, and if there's something happened there that he couldn't work, say even Monday, that would not be a smart move.
Is dosing still a possibility for the opening?
We'll see. Every day looks better and better.
Sitting done for the year, right?
Yes, he is.
What is he doing?
OC. Who?
OC.
He's working in the rehab center.
He hasn't been on field or anything.
Oh,
no. I mean, no kind of jogging or anything like that.
Either. When it's dark at night, he runs full speed out here.
Everyone's full speed at night.
Right? Everybody, yeah. Even me.
Yeah. What about Tynes? Where is he standing?
He kicked this morning and seemed to do okay. We'll see how he does. Once he comes back tomorrow morning, we'll see how that goes.
Is that his first time kicking, Coach?
Yes, it is.
Is the punting competition tough or?
It's good. It's very good. Very good. We'll benefit by that.
Do you know which way you're going yet?
Not free to share that with you right now. I haven't had that talk with myself yet, to be honest with you. I mean, what the heck we... What time did you guys get here?
I was home by 2.
Coach, half of them aren't here.
Ah, gotcha.
Tom, are you... You know, I don't know what... You know, you always want to have more to prepare, but are you relieved that... I mean, it's been, you know, with the lockout and then with the injuries and then with the no practice and the hurricane. Are you relieved that's all behind you now and you can... You know, make these cuts and get to the Redskins and get on with it here?
Well, I don't know whether that's the word. I mean, I am, it's very clear what's in front of us. Hopefully there wouldn't be anything that would change that. And, you know, there's no sense in looking back or trying to worry about what you didn't accomplish or the circumstances that evolved during the course of training camp. You just have to do the best you can with it and move on. So we're prepared to do that.
Do you feel any less prepared for a season than you would in a normal year? And not just for your team. I'm saying everybody's going through it.
Well, everybody does it. But as you know, we usually play our starters for a while in the last game, and we didn't really do that. But that having been said, they probably played longer in the third game. So maybe it works out.
No.
I'm not sure what the question was at this point. I don't know the question.
With the backup quarterback spot, have you have enough on Sage from last year, from the first part of training camp, that the past three games wouldn't necessarily factor into that?
Well, we certainly do know a lot about Sage and how he works and so on and so forth. And, you know, he, quite frankly, played the first preseason game not feeling very well. So That'll all be taken into consideration.
Is his back something that he will not be ready for the season?
No, I think he's making real good progress right now.
So it's not something that's like,
no,
it's going to be over now?
Well, let's hope it stays this way. Yeah.
Coach, how do you do cuts? Do you let their agents know, or do you call certain players in and tell them yourself?
Well, you tell everybody yourself. You tell them all. Sure, you they're all called to the building, and they all come up, and you have a few minutes with them and try to express yourself to them. And wish them well, and so on and so forth, and the agents are called. I don't call the agents, but I'm sure they're called.
Are there ones that hurt more than others?
Oh, big time. Yeah, sure.
Does it get any easier after all these years of doing it?
Not at all. Tomorrow is, a 3 Advil morning or something like that?
Well, will your staff talk all night tonight, no, or is it pretty much decided?
We'll meet this afternoon right after the players are, after we finish looking at the tape, and then Jerry and I will meet, and then we'll meet with ownership. And we usually spend an evening thinking about some of the really, really hard ones, and then come back in the morning and finalize.
On this night last year, you went out and got a backup quarterback, got a returner. Do you expect to?
No, I don't know what's going on phone call wise. I haven't really had an opportunity to be brought up to date on any of that stuff.
But so. I suppose the better question is, then, do you feel that at each position you have what you need on this roster?
Oh, that's not a fair question. I'm not going to answer that. You're always inclined to be, you know, looking at, you're going to look at all the cuts, you're going to look at all that stuff, and after we look at where we are in the most difficult spots to make the decisions, then I think it'll come to the surface about what our needs still might be, although that wouldn't be something I would share with you anyway.
When you look at these linebackers, and all of them seem to make a play at one time or another, I mean, are you happy with as much production have you gotten top to bottom here?
Well, you know, I was happy with the way we came back last night with all those young players. Simple matter being that the week before I didn't think that, you know, that we were quite as grounded, if you will, as we were last night. And they hung in there last night. You know, I mean, it wasn't pretty. The early part of the game was just, I mean, was awful, to be honest with you. But they hung in there. Everybody hung in there. They kept playing, and that was a plus.
Can I come back like that, get a guy a job, an effort in the last quarter of a game like that late preseason?
It always, somewhere along the line, it always does. It can certainly do that, along with all the accumulated information that you have, yeah.
The rookie linebackers, have you seen development since first
sure.
day?
Sure.
What especially have you seen?
Development. Progress.
Jarrell Scott said yesterday that he came to you and said, Coach, we could do this, and you said no.
That's my initial answer. Ask my wife. That's what I say every day. You ask me something quick, real quick like that, no.
So how does a rookie convince you? How does a rookie get you to change your mind?
He didn't. But it was the idea, the circumstance, and you know, the fact that there was the time was out. So, you know, I stood there looking at the situation, and we decided. Quinn was standing next to me, and we decided, hey, let's do it.
So when,
if it's there, we'll do it.
He said the way it happened was that Andre Brown came to him and said, hey, we can seal this off. When something's player generated like
no,
that.
No, it was.
No?
It was Martin. It wasn't Andre. It might have been Andre, but it was Martin at the time. No, he does. It was, but I mean, it was the group that was in there. And whereas Brown was with one group, Martin was with another group. He was real confident too. So it was really a matter of the situation, the circumstance, and the fact that, you know, both teams were really trying to look at returns. So you kind of had an idea what you might expect.